Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's a brand new year, and I couldn't be more excited to kick off another season of Tummy Talks. Whether you're a long-time listener or just joining us for the first time, thank you for tuning in to episode one. A lot has happened since we last spoke at the end of term 4, 2024, and I hope you've had time to rest and recharge and maybe even set some new goals for the year ahead. Here on our show, we're doing the same. Got some big conversations, some deeper dives, and some exciting guests that I cannot wait for you to meet. This season, we're doubling down on some of the things that you love about Tummy Talks. We're going to bring some fresh perspectives, some real talk, and of course, plenty of laughs along the way. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's jump into the first episode of the year. So welcome back. It's great to have you here. And back for another season of Tummy Talks is my co-host, our proud campus principal, Miss Bate. Welcome back, Miss Bate.
Thanks, Mr. Johnson, and hello to everybody. Happy New Year to you, although it feels like we've been well and truly into the start of 2025. We've had a beautiful start here with just over 800 students enrolled for the beginning of the year, and we are straight into learning. It was great to welcome our Year 7 students, and I'm really enjoying them. They're polite and respectful, so they're a great addition to our campus.
And we're going to hear from our Year 7 students a bit further along in this episode.
Oh, that's exciting. Great to have some student voice. Our Year 10, we've met with parents and students, and they've been well and truly prepped about their year ahead of learning and what the expectations are and all the opportunities our amazing school has to offer them, whether that's preparing them for Stage 6 at the entrance campus or the world beyond school. And that even starts as soon as Monday. We've got the Australian Defence Force coming in to actually have a talk and about all the careers that are available to them. But remember, students in Year 10, if you'd like to attend that talk, you'll need to make sure that you've got your name registered with Mrs. Carpenter Salmon.
It's very popular every year.
It's a great thing to do. And what I'm really looking forward to this year is, this coming week is tomorrow we've got our swimming carnival. So that's always a highlight on our calendar. And just a reminder that students come to school as normal and we will make sure that you get transported over to Mingara. So it doesn't matter if it's raining, the swimming carnival will still be on.
No, we are on, rain, hail or shine.
I'm also looking forward to the Central Coast Essential Vision. That's at the Gosford Art Gallery, and that opening night will be on Thursday, I believe, the 27th of February. And the exhibition will run from the 1st of March until the 30th of March. And we've got some students out of all of the high schools in the Central Coast who have made it through to the pre-selection stage, and I think that's worth celebrating. So good luck to them. And we've got Caius, Xavier, Liliana, Tilly, Ellie, Jasmine, Will, Matthew W, Sienna, Darcy and Matthew B. So good luck and thank you for being selected even at that pre-selection stage. That's a huge feather in your cap.
And if you're following us on Instagram, a couple of posts ago, you'll see that we've got some examples of their fantastic work.
Yeah, so talented people.
They are very talented. So if you're not following us on Instagram, TLSC Tumbiyumbi Campus, and you can see the examples of our great students' artworks.
And a big shout out to our Kappa staff as well, because they love their subject, they're passionate, and I love the way that they actually extend and draw students out to do, you know, their best work, stretch to do their best work. And just wrapping up, we've got an exciting year for students this year as we dial up our work on the with our external provider, Visible Wellbeing, and Professor Lee Waters. If you would like to know more about that, by all means, do a Google search, and I know that Lee Waters has some amazing TED Talks out there. And we're beginning that journey of positive education with our students. And our students will start to understand and identify their strengths. So that will be something that will really be a great toolkit for them. They will know what they're good at and how they can dial into that strength. And positive education, just a quick blurb about it, it's about empowering students and educators with the knowledge and the confidence to implement evidence-based practices that support wellbeing for the whole school community. We've been working on that last year with our staff and continuing this year, but now we're cracking that open to students. And more than ever, that focus on evidence-based practices to support wellbeing is very much needed. So we have a great year ahead and I'm excited.
Well, thank you, Miss Bate, for your report. And that's a very, very strong start to our year. It's been a big start to our year, but we wouldn't have it any other way.
No, we love it. Thank you. All right.
Fantastic. Thank you. and welcome to our first talk break of 2025. And we are very lucky to have Mrs. Cobham and four Year 7 students here to talk about their first few weeks of high school and how it's all going so far. So I'd like to welcome Mrs. Cobham and welcome Year 7.
Thank you very much, and hello everybody back to 2025. I am here with four very excited Year 7 students to talk about their transition into high school. So we've got a few questions to go through with Jared and Toby and Emily and Sadie. So first of all, I'd like to ask, what has been the biggest change for you since starting high school? What do you think, Jared?
One of the biggest changes was how we have to move to different classes each period.
Exactly, but it's good to change it up.
I think the biggest change for me is getting to know all the different teachers' names.
Thank you, Toby, and I hope you've remembered them all so far. What do you think, Emily?
Probably having a different subject every hour, but I think it's really nice.
Exactly. And Sadie?
Maybe leaving my friends.
Yes, but it's good making new friends as well. Excellent. What about how you feel about your new school compared to primary school? Let's start with Sadie for this one.
I think that it's more exciting how you get a change up and you learn a bit more from walking around and everyone meeting each other.
Yeah, do you get lost sometimes?
Not really.
Good. Emily?
I don't know, I've really enjoyed it. I think it's like fun going around all the school and seeing like different ages, especially older kids.
Yeah, that's right. What about you, Toby?
I think high school is better than primary school just because you get to walk more.
Yeah, you're getting your exercise as well.
I think there's a big difference between it, how everything changes. We were the top of primary school and now we're the bottom, and it's kind of good to start again.
Yeah. Do you miss primary school?
A little bit.
Yeah, but it's good, all the exciting changes.
Yeah.
Excellent. What about the subjects? Are you enjoying, which one are you enjoying most so far? Let's start with Toby.
I'm really enjoying music. Yep. Because I'm a big fan of my teacher. He's really funny.
Excellent.
And I like Hizzy also because of my teacher.
The teacher's excellent in Hizzy. I hear that. What about you, Jared?
My favourite subject is Taz because we have metalwork and I'm really enjoying.
Yeah, what are you making in metalwork?
We're making a candelabra.
Exciting. What about you, Sadie?
I like all of them because you get to have a taste of each one.
Oh, that's very politically correct. And what about you, Emily?
I'm really enjoying Hizzy, but I also really like science.
Excellent. I love that you like all of them. A really great range there. And how has it been getting to know new people? So new teachers, new people in your class, people out in the playground. What do you think, Emily?
I think it's really exciting because everyone's a little different and like there's a wider like age gap. But I think it's really fun hanging out with the Year 7s all together.
Exactly. What about you, Sadie?
I think what Emily said is very true because you meet so many people and till today I see Year 7s that I've never seen before.
Yes, and you've got to get to know them all. Toby?
Yeah, the same with what Sadie said. You just meet new people every day and then you can also meet up with the same people you know during lunch and recess.
Jared?
I think that all the different people give you like a wider knowledge of things because different people can teach you different things.
Excellent. And what about support? Are you feeling supported by your teachers and your classmates and the Year 7 students?
Yes. Yeah.
General nod of agreement there. Yeah. Excellent. This is what we love to hear. What about the challenges? What do you find most challenging about high school? Jared, do you want to start us off with that one?
Well, I've been cutting my hands a lot in metalwork, so trying to keep my hands intact, but also getting to classes on time.
Yeah, because it's a big school, isn't it? Big campus. Toby?
Yeah, exactly what Jared said is sometimes it's hard to get to class on time if you're going across the whole school.
Yeah. What do you think, Emily?
Yeah, I agree with them both, but I think just like remembering where the different blocks are, so like J block and D block.
Yeah, sometimes. Get used to it soon enough, I hope, Sadie.
Like what all of them said, like it is fun, but it's also challenging because it's tiring and then you have to go like from one side to another.
Well, you sleep well at night, I hope. Yes. Excellent. And I've got one more question for you. Is there anything that would make your transition to high school easier? Who would like to start that one? Emily.
I think There's actually not much. I think everyone's been very supportive and helpful, but yeah, I don't know. I think there's nothing that anyone can improve on.
Great, that's really good to hear. What do you think, Sadie?
Well, at the end, like middle sort of year six, like we had a lot of like transition days, and that was pretty fun. Yeah. So now I guess it was easier to settle in.
Excellent, that's really good, Toby.
Yeah, exactly what Sadie said. Now it's easy because we've had heaps of days like transitioning and also here.
Yep, Jared.
There's nothing really I would change. It was all so like perfect and organised.
Excellent. So you feel really supported moving into year seven?
Yeah.
That's great. The transition team will be super happy. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts about your transition to high school. And I'm really excited to hear, one, that you love Hizzy, but two, that you're feeling really settled and supported here at Tumbiumbi campus. Thanks.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for coming in today. Thanks, Miss Cobham, for organising this with your wonderful students. And I'd like to welcome Year 7 to the Tumbi family. So, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, welcome to a brand new segment of Tumbi Talks, and it's called 10 Questions with Holton, where we get to know our teachers and students here at a deeper level. Today we have a very special guest, and the first ever guest of this segment. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hello, you guessed it yet? Yes, I'm Miss Harrison, Krista Harrison, and I'm here to enjoy my lovely 10 minutes with Mr. Holton. Thank you for inviting me.
No worries. First question we've got for you. What subject do you teach and how long have you been teaching?
Ooh, I teach PDHPE. I teach child studies this year, which I'm really enjoying. And I also teach PASS. I've been known to teach visual arts, but not at the moment. This will be my 33rd year of teaching, which is crazy when you look back at it. But yeah, 33 this year.
How many at Tumbi?
This will be 29, I think, at Tumbi. I've previously taught. My first job was 18 months as straight in as the sports organiser of Blacktown Girls High School. And then I was at Colleton High School, for those of you who know Sydney West area. Colleton until I got a phone call to start at a brand new school on the Central Coast.
Awesome. So, you know, taking you back, where were you born and what was school like for Miss Harrison?
I am a Sydney girl, born in Hornsby Hospital. School was in Carlingford where I grew up. I went to Murray Farm Primary School and then I went to one of the local high schools in Carlingford. School life for me was awesome. Every single sport that I could possibly have a go at, I did. And in high school, it was a school full of animals on 25 acres of farm. So I have a love of animals and I was going to be a vet, but I changed my mind.
Well, yeah. So why did you change your mind? Why did you choose teaching as a profession?
I think I like helping young people. I think I like to watch people grow and give them advice and not be bossy, haha, but, you know, guide people to be the best that they can be.
All right, so next one we've got. If you had any advice for a new teacher or someone that's listening that wants to be a teacher, what sort of advice would you give them for someone, you know, up and coming or new to the profession?
Okay, I remember when I was a new teacher, it got a whole lot easier when I knew facts about my students. So the advice I would give for any new career teachers would be to get to know your kids and then make an effort of getting to know their names as fast as you can each year and have that relationship with the kids where you can actually ask them, you know, how are they going? What did they do on the weekend? Sorry. And, you know, make that connection because I think that it was and it still is all about relationships.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. What is your favourite part of working here at Tumby? There's many, but what's one or two?
There is many, Mr. Holton.
Why is it working with me?
I was just about to say that. You're reading my mind. I don't know. I think I've been to a lot of schools. I think that environmentally, Tumbiambi campus is one of the most beautiful schools that I've seen. And, you know, just the trees, and we're here on a hill, and it's just lovely. It's very pretty, the surroundings. But besides that, I have so much fun with my colleagues, and we have a blast, and we get to go to places on excursions. We get to experience things, and just the camaraderie, particularly in the PDHPE, our faculty. We're family, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I kind of love that. And down in the wellbeing hub, that's a big learning experience for me. But once again, I've got people I can look up to, people I can support, and people I can guide as well as them guide me.
I love that you said look up to, because our next question is, like, who in your life is your greatest inspiration, or who are people that inspire you the most?
My greatest inspiration is not on earth right now, but I'd have to say I'm a daddy's girl. He's my biggest inspiration and got me to where I am. Even when I didn't really have that motivation, he pushed me through my career, but also pushed me through my sport too. When I was, you know, having a roller coaster ride, or whether I'm going to continue sport, whether I'm going to try out for that next level team, he was the one who was basically my coach in life, all throughout all of it. And you know what? I still talk to him now. But other than that, my inspirations have been my head teacher, PDHPEs, throughout my career. I've had many. And may I have a rap here or do a rap here? I think head teacher, PDHPE, is got to be the one I have at the moment, but we won't mention any names.
So here at Tumby, we've been doing a fair bit of work on what our character strengths are and what sort of things, I guess, we bring to the table individually, and then how do we use them to be a better team as teachers. So what are your top character strengths? You might have one, or something that you, when you did your test, what did you what come out as number one for you?
Well, number one, spirituality. I love my beach and my peaceful environments just to de-stress, and I don't necessarily have to have one type of religion or whatever. I just think that I know there's somewhere else, and I know Dad's up there watching me, and it's incorporated into pretty much everything I do. I love the moon, I love the sun, I love the stars, I love the ocean and how it guides us. So spirituality, most definitely. The other two top ones are honesty and humour, which I think are two massive traits. And I love a laugh, and I love someone who can make me laugh, but I think honesty is very, very important in life. If you need to be honest, and I think that's how you can have good relationships. Honesty with the kids, and then the kids sort of, you know, mirror it back to you when you're like that for them.
I totally agree there. Last question on 10 questions with Holton. First ever episode. Miss Harrison, you've done great. Last one, have you got an interesting fact? Or maybe talk about one of your greatest achievements that you've ever made, either as a teacher or as just Krista. What's your greatest achievement or an interesting fact about you?
Okay, well, probably an interesting fact is also an achievement, I guess. An interesting fact about Krista would be that through my sporting career, I had to have two total hip replacements at quite a young age. Because I am, you know, pretty young, that's kept me working, and I have had to be extremely strong physically and mentally to get through that. And I'm pretty proud of myself for getting through that. But my most amazing achievement in life is definitely the two people I live with, my children, my son and my daughter, Jackson and Phoebe. They are my greatest achievement. They challenge me every day, but they support me every day. And they're at home still as young adults, working their way through life too, and I absolutely wouldn't have it any other way.
Thank you so much, Miss Harrison. You've done such a great job. You were very nervous before getting on here, but you've actually smashed it. So thank you so much. Just in wrap, if anyone would like to, you know, get on as a teacher, or any students that are listening that would like to, you know, get on the interview and I guess let people understand you a little bit better or get to know you a little bit better, please come and see myself and we can organise that. Thank you very much for listening in, and I hope you like 10 questions with Mr. Holton. Thank you. Speak later.
That's all for us for episode 1 of Tumby Talks 2025. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. I'd like to thank Mr. Holton for his new segment and Miss Harrison for coming on to being our first guest. If you could do us a favour by liking and subscribing to our podcast, that would be absolutely fantastic. A big thanks to everyone who has already done that. And we will see you soon for episode 2 of Tumby Talks.